From the Mercy One Studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you for joining me today, friends. Here it is, Tuesday, May 18th. Adam Story, Vice Chancellor, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines, going to be coming up soon. One way that the Holy Spirit can help your marriage and family as we approach Pentecost this Sunday, 50 days after Easter. Time has flown, hasn't it? But yes, we are going to celebrate Pentecost and celebrate the Holy Spirit in our life, the birthday of the church. A lot that's going to be thrown at you this week regarding Pentecost. But Adam's going to be talking about just one way that the Holy Spirit with Pentecost can and will take our family lives, and if we allow him. So we'll have that coming up here soon. Zachary King at 7:15 today, a former Satanist who had a life-changing encounter with Our Lady. He's going to be speaking, I know, Thursday evening at St. Augustine's. We're going to talk to Zachary about his story, and this is just a fascinating story of what this man has been through, and his story regarding Our Lady and conversion to our Lord. A lot to take in, of course, with Zachary King at 7:15 today. Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show in the second half hour. Greg Wazinski back on the show for his monthly segment. He's the executive director of Let Me Be Ministries. Last time he was on, he had a huge announcement, and they got their big home that they're going to be, I know, helping many others encounter our Lord with a kind of a retreat style life that they're going to be living and giving. So we'll have Greg on to talk about the seeds of doubt in our faith. What happens if we doubt, or when we doubt? Does that mean we lack faith? Does it happen to everyone? We'll have Greg Wazinski on to talk all about it. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. Jimmy, I'll have your traffic. We'll have your saint of the day coming up for a jam-packed Tuesday. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you. A little damp out there. It looks like it's going to continue to be that way the rest of this week.
I'm fine with it. I get it.
We need the rain.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I was telling Deacon Tony, if you drive to Madrid and you cross the river up there, the Raccoon River, it's awful dry. It's like a creek. We need rain.
More?
Well, you know, we're getting to June, July. It doesn't rain as much, so we didn't get much rain in March and April this year. We need it, and that's. You know, we don't want to become like California and they start burning up every July or August. We don't want to do that. But we need the rain. Need a very good soaking rain. That'll curtail some of the outdoor activities, especially the outdoor sports we have going on. But we need it.
Well, hopefully we're on our way there.
Yeah, hopefully so. Now, the good news is, we're 4 days away from the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference this coming Saturday. And it's supposed to be dry Saturday and Sunday. They've taken the rain out of the forecast for the weekend. That's good news.
Yes, I've seen that, actually. And, sometimes if it rains, you might even get a little bit of a bigger crowd, because what else is there to do? But nonetheless, it's going to be a great time. We got more. I get an update every day now on the numbers. We're going to have a nice crowd there. And looking for more, friends, if you want to join in the festivities, iowacatholicradio.com.
We are still getting, and I'm working behind the scenes, I'm back-channeling this around you and Stopulis, the co-host for the men's conference, about a Q&A session with you, and hopefully we'll get that all arranged. I think that's a good idea, and I know I have a few questions. Joe from Sioux City will be there. He told me that, so we'll get all that taken care of. We'll have Q&A.
I want to ask Gary what his favorite call of all time was, and you wonder if it's the Drew Tate call years ago. But
Tate to Holloway, that's got to be it, right?
I mean, you got to think that's his best call of all time. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Would it be in basketball?
No. Hawkeye basketball. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I knew that'd start.
Don't get me going there. But no, it's kind of. I think Tate. I think that's probably one. I think probably one of the worst or the hardest would have been Michigan State, right? Going to Big Ten. They're just marching down the field. It was just like a death by a thousand cuts on that drive. And I was actually cheering for Iowa on that. I remember that. It was like one of the first times ever. So, but he will be fun. To talk to, and he's just a man of deep faith. It's incredible to see a man that loves his history as well, and he's going to light that room up.
Yeah, he will. And looking forward to Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Hawkeyes, and Tim Jameson, our speakers on Saturday morning. So, folks, get your tickets, iowacatholicradio.com. They're $20. And if you, we have Mass in the morning, but the program starts at 9 o'clock, and we should be out of there by the noon hour as we were last year.
Yeah, we will be, and it's Tim Jameson is not someone to sleep on here. He is going to be and bring the Holy Spirit. I cannot wait.
The guy does marvelous deeds, and I'll tell you what, he is something else, and I can't wait to hear can't wait to hear Tim speak. Can't speak myself this morning.
Yeah,
but can't wait for that. And Mass at 7:30 if everybody wants to join us for Mass. And I got to do some follow up today with some of that. So looking forward to it, John.
Going to have some good food there too. By the way, I've been hearing so a lot, really? Lot of food. Yes, come hungry in the morning.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Good to know, and thirsty.
Yes.
All right. Again, working on the Q&A, folks, and I'll try to get a segment set up sometime Saturday morning for that. I hope you direct your questions to John Leonetti. I know I have a few myself, so I'll just do that. Oh, yeah, Gary Dolphin and Tim Jameson and Stoppus is there, too. But
yeah.
You'll be fine, John.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
You can get over that nervousness you have.
No, I appreciate it. I know. I'll be okay.
Right now, I think we'll all be okay. We got some overnight rain from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios, we got a little bit of mist, drizzle, rain, fog, and it's cloudy. That's all we have this morning. Yeah, 60 degrees right now. East winds at 9 miles per hour. Today we'll see more scattered showers and cloudy skies throughout the day. A high of 70 degrees. East winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see isolated showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Overnight low of 62 degrees, and then tomorrow through Friday, pretty simple. Scattered showers and thunderstorms all 3 days, highs in the mid-70s. It could reach 80 by Friday. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, Iowa is on track to have one of the quietest severe weather seasons in history. A senior meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Johnston says their office covers 51 counties across western and central Iowa, and practically the only time the warning sirens have wailed this year has been during the monthly test. Now, as of today, they've only issued 3 warnings so far. By comparison, the busiest year for severe weather was 2001, a year in which there had already been more than 200 warnings by this date. The last time a tornado warning was issued by the National Weather Service office in Johnston was in July of last year. Now, the forecast does call for a possibility of warmer weather and thunderstorms this week, but the chances of severe weather threats remain low. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, there were no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some Midwest teams that were involved. The Cardinals, Brewers, and Royals had the day off. The Cubs win last night at Wrigley Field. Chicago defeated the Washington Nationals 7-3 as the Cubs welcome back John Lester and Kyle Schwarber from their World Series team, who now play for the Washington Nationals. In the American League, the White Sox defeated the Minnesota Twins 16-4 in Minneapolis. Today in interleague play, Milwaukee opens up a series at Kansas City tonight, while in National League play, the Pittsburgh Pirates travel to the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs open up a 12-game homestand, weather permitting. Omaha comes to town, first pitch tonight, 6:35 at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. And finally, Dowling's Catholic sports calendar for today. Soccer is on the docket. Girls high school soccer, it's a top five matchup, and the number one team in the state comes to Dowling Catholic tonight. Number one Ankeny Centennial with a record of 13-1 takes on fifth ranked Dowling. Their record's 11-3, and the match gets underway at 7:30 at Dowling Stadium in the girls matchup. In the boys matchup, they travel to Ankeny Centennial. It's 13th ranked Dowling at number seven Ankeny Centennial, and that match gets underway at 7:30 at Ankeny Centennial High School in Ankeny. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have cloudy skies with light rain, fog, and drizzle. 60 degrees right now with an east winds at 9 miles per hour. Today we'll see scattered showers throughout the day with cloudy skies, a high of 70 degrees. We'll see east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show, coming up Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
As we get things started off, we are accident-free this morning. Things are running pretty smooth as you're heading into downtown for both the east and west mixer. Again, still having a bit of lane closures. In fact, they're on 2nd Avenue northbound by the new skating plaza. Is that what you call those things?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, the right three lanes are closed. That's going to be through tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, so that'll create a little bit of a problem for you if you're heading home this afternoon after work. Otherwise, again, 235 running smooth. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Adam Story now, Vice Chancellor, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
All right, Pentecost is this Sunday. We celebrate as a church the birthday of the church. It's okay to wish people happy birthday on Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. There's always a good reason for cake, you know, whenever you can get it.
Well, I'm with you on that. One thing that the Holy Spirit can and will do for our families is?
Yeah, I think most foundationally, the Holy Spirit teaches us how to love. You know, we're supposed to be a communion of love, that our family is an icon of God's own love. We share in God's love, but what does that look like and how do we do it? That's the life of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to love, which is the most important thing that we can ever do.
Pure grace, right? I mean, this isn't something that we can do on our own, or I can, you know, kind of muster up on my own. This is what the Holy Spirit and what God does for us is just give us these gifts.
Absolutely. You know, it's you're completely right. Yeah, it's not our work, but it's inviting God to dwell in us more fully and to be more docile to his work. And this is why he sent the Holy Spirit, to draw us into his own life. And what a grace that is.
Well, it's short and sweet. I told you it would be. You're a heck of a human. We appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life, giving us something short. And I do that on purpose because we've got Zachary King coming up at 7:15. And I want to really give him some really good time because he's going to be speaking this Thursday evening at St. Augustine's Church at 7 p.m. He was a former high wizard Satanist and had a life-changing encounter with Mary. And again, he's going to be speaking this Thursday. I'm going to share a little bit of his story coming up here soon. John Leonetti in the morning, Zachary King next, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, a Catholic veteran-owned family with high-quality hardscape services, premium boulder walls, window wells, retaining walls, sidewalks, paver patios, a lot more. Honesty and integrity, 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That is fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230.
Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Matthew's Gospel features an angel announcing that Christ has conquered sin and death. Hi, I'm Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. You can help ensure that the joyful message of Easter continues to be announced throughout Central Iowa and beyond. Consider a sustaining gift of $30 a month. Donate at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. Greg Wozinski in the second half hour, executive director of Let Me Be Ministries for his monthly segment. Last time he came on, he had some great news, and we'll follow up with him on that, what they're going to be offering. Let's go to our next guest of the day, a former high wizard, former Satanist, who had a life-changing encounter with Our Lady. Going to be speaking Thursday evening at St. Augustine, Zachary King. Hi, Zachary. You there?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. What a story. I've been reading about this story for a while, and my goodness, tell me when this all began. How do you get in to Satanism?
Started when I was about 10 years old. I had watched every movie that had to do with fantasy and magic and had a burning desire to know if magic was real. And was this something I could do? And I grew up Baptist. My Baptist preacher and my parents told me that magic was fake. It wasn't real. It was just movie stuff. They had apparently missed the 33 Bible verses that spoke out against magical things. Hmm. You know, why would God, though, say not to do something if it was impossible to do it? Like, if you couldn't lie, thou shalt not lie wouldn't be in the Bible. So I decided I wanted to try magic in real life. So I did a magic spell for money because I thought no one gets hurt in that. And I found a can of tennis balls with a $5 bill in it. And I thought, this is pretty cool. But, you know, that could have been a coincidence. So I did it the following weekend, found a $10 bill on the side of the road, and still thought this could be a coincidence. At the same time as I'm trying this, at school, we're playing a game called I Hate You, Bloody Mary. So you do a chant in front of the mirror with the lights out, and if you do it right, the spirit of a burn victim shows up in the mirror. I didn't realize I was doing a spell and that it wasn't the spirit of a burn victim, it's a demon. So, but every week, every time that I do that, the demon shows up. And I'm being amazed that I'm chanting something, and this thing is appearing out of nowhere.
You would and see it me, in the mirror. You would see this demon in the mirror, or what would happen?
Yes, in the mirror.
What did it look like?
The spirit of a burn victim. It looked dark and like it had been burned up in a fire.
Huh.
It was like horror movie material. But, you know, we weren't told it was a demon. You know, it was my first day of school in the fifth grade. This kid came up to me and said, "Meet me in the bathroom at the first break." I didn't know why. Being a little naive kid, I'm like, sure. And so I met him in the bathroom with 50 other kids. And, you know, we did this. We were told what we were going to do. They turned out the light. We did the chant. Suddenly we've got the face in the mirror. And 49 kids ran screaming out of the bathroom. One idiot, I can call him an idiot because it was me, stood there and thought, this is the coolest thing ever. I chanted this phrase, and I made this face appear. I'm going to do this every day. And then notes were sent home from school stating that if we were caught, because people were getting hurt. I mean, like broken arm, broken leg hurt. So notes were sent home, and we were told if we were caught playing this at school, we'd be suspended for 3 days. So instead of doing it once a day at school, I did it 25 times a day at home.
Did your parents
know
this?
The third time, did they know I was doing it?
Yeah.
No.
So this is
not at all.
This is the beginning of kind of all of this. You know, fifth grade, sixth grade, as a kid, you're doing this. How does it escalate to the point where you become what you say is a high wizard and an actual full blown Satanist?
Well, in my first coven, I did the third magic spell. I found $1,000, so I know magic is real. And at 12 years old, I found a satanic coven. I didn't know it was a satanic coven. They just seemed to like a lot of fun things. You know, like they believed magic was real, but they seem to help people in the community. You know, if you're having trouble making your rent, they help you with your rent payment. You know, you need a new car, they help you get a new car. You're having problems with your parents, they give you a place to go and people to talk to. So it didn't seem like any big deal to me. It was almost like the local youth center, but, you know, with a few extra perks.
Hmm.
You know, like I smoked my first cigarette, had my first joint, had sex for the first time. You know, everything there. Eventually, they gave me the option to join, and I was thinking of everything I would lose if I didn't join. You know, like, I smoke cigarettes every day. At that time, you had to be 18 to buy a cigarette. I'm 12 years old. You know, I'm drinking booze. At that time, you had to be 18. Then it went to 19, then 21. I'm still 12, and I'm appearing in porn, and I'm having sex every weekend. If I quit, that's going to stop. I got to stay a member. So this group had me, it was a few steps involved, and I did all those, and they made me officially a member. And you have a white robe, which is an initiate, a black robe, which is a Satanist, and the red robe, which is the magic guy. That's what I wanted, was the red robe. I love magic. So I did that, and then I was in that for 6 years, and then I graduated high school, and I was going off to college, and I thought, how am I going to find another satanic coven? You know, there's no internet back then. There's no bulletin boards. You know, there's nothing like that. You know, you might find a specialty newspaper or magazine, and back then called rags. You know, you might find something like that, but you've got to know where to look. You know, it's not like you're going to advertise it in the town square. Well, I found it because I was away at college, and they advertised it in the town square. You know, you had all these student union organizations. So you had the Black Student Union, and you had the Puerto Rican Student Union, and you have the Baptist and the Catholic Student Union, and you have the Satanic Student Union. Cool, it's right there. And I started going to that, but that was a bunch of kids away from home for the first time, with no adult supervision, and they thought that Satanism was all about getting drunk, getting high, having sex. I've been doing that since I was 12. Don't need a Satanic one for that. And they did magic on the spot. You know, like hocus pocus, there's whatever. You know, and that's not real magic. So I called my first coven and said, hey, I heard there's a coven out there that's out to rule the world. I want to join them. So they put me in contact with Satan's World Church, or World Church of Satan. And I called them. They set up a time for me to come and join a party. And the party was in a building about the size of a Super Walmart. Except this was before there were Super Walmarts. And I walk in there, and there's about 10,000 people having a big party. And as I'm hanging out, I'm like 18 years old, there's this guy walks past me that I saw when I was 12 years old at a sleepover. I didn't know what it was. This guy dressed in a tuxedo with a top hat, corpse paint on his face, carrying a wand. He looked like a member of KISS wearing a tuxedo. And I thought that was the coolest look ever. I grabbed some guy next to me and I was like, who is that? What is that? How can I do that? And they said, well, who runs your coven where you came from? I said, we had a huge coven, and we had anywhere from 120 to 150 members, and we had 13 high priests and priestesses that ran our coven. Well, I found out at this coven, because anybody can walk in and say they were high priest with no proof, because everybody assumes that's the top position, and it's not. So a high priest or high priestess has zero ranking, zero power. The second coven was run by a CEO and board of directors. And then there was a position called the high wizard. And that's the person that does the official magic of the coven.
And
that's what I wanted to be.
I got to ask you about Our Lady, because you got to that position as a high wizard. You know, you rose in the ranks. But everything changed. I mean, you're speaking at St. Augustine's this Thursday and telling your full story here. What happened from becoming a high wizard, everything you wanted, and I mean, you've seen the darkest of the dark, to now fully giving your life to Jesus Christ and his church. What happened? What was the experience that turned you?
Well, I don't want to ruin it for the people that are coming to the talk, but it involves a miraculous medal, which I had no idea what it was when it was given to me. And I had no idea who the Blessed Mother was. And that was, to me, as a high wizard, you party with rock stars. You hang out with rock stars, actors, billionaires. And, you know, I tell people, if you want to hear something weird come out of somebody's mouth, give somebody that can write poetry or songs unlimited alcohol and drugs, and they will say the strangest stuff. You know, if you doubt that phrase, turn on a top 40 radio station and listen to any song. And you're thinking, how do these people put these lyrics together? Well, because they're on unlimited drugs and alcohol, and they're influenced by the devil. So this woman came up to my jewelry store, handed me a blessed miraculous medal, and said, the weirdest thing I'd ever heard in my life. And remember, I party with rock stars. She said, the Blessed Mother is calling you into her army.
Wow.
And I thought, Blessed Mother, Isis, Gaia. I don't have any idea who the Blessed Mother is. And then she said, it's very powerful. Well, I grew up Baptist. Protestants don't bless anything. You know, the story gets a lot better, but...
Well, you can't spoil it.
I can't spoil it,
no,
right?
No. I don't know what else to say here. This is quite the story, and I know you're going to be sharing it at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Let me ask you this. Can I, before you go, did you hear any voices of Our Lady? Did you see her?
Yes. Yeah, I'll give you this. I have a book and a CD set called Abortion is a Satanic Sacrifice. And the reason I wrote them is because she told me that my job was to help her end abortion.
Wow. Abortion is a Satanic Sacrifice is the book?
Yes.
This is something, man. My goodness. I can only imagine that there is not a peep from the crowd when you are speaking. My goodness. There's not even a peep from the radio host when you're speaking. You really got the story. Friends, this is going to be happening at St. Augustine's this Thursday at 7 o'clock. Zachary King is going to be sharing his story there. This is not a ticketed event, so anyone can show up, get there just before 7 o'clock, and he'll be on to share that story. Zachary, really appreciate you coming on, man. My goodness, what a story.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and you can, again, friends, check it out this Thursday at St. Augustine's. If you are free, make sure not to miss it. Zachary King, everyone. Coming up second half hour, Jean Wells hosts a Straight Talk and a preview her 10 o'clock show, and Greg Wozinski is going to be on to talk about what happens when we doubt in our faith. The seeds of doubt is what we're going to be talking about here. John Leonetti in the morning, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Bell Construction Residential Re-Roofs and has been doing so for past 30-plus years. 963-4494, 30-plus years, residential re-roofs. Dean Bell, we appreciate you. 963-4494. Father Andrew, now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. As Jesus prepares the disciples for his ascension into heaven, we're left with the question of how it could be that it's better for the Holy Spirit to be with them rather than Jesus himself. If Jesus has a body, he's bound by space, while the Holy Spirit without a body can be present to many people in many places at the same time. Doing so allows the gospel to spread more quickly, which is a need of the church that hasn't changed much in the last 2,000 years. As sinners, we're in constant need of conversion and the reminder that salvation can be had.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bozen.com.
Getting more than a few texts from that last interview, friends, and if you missed it, with Zachary King, the former Satanist, now turned Catholic, and because of an encounter with Our Lady, you can go to iowacatholicradio.com a little after the show, and we'll have that posted there for you. Greg Wozinski, Executive Director of Let Me Be Ministries. We're going to talk about doubt and faith. Can they go hand in hand? Does it happen? What does doubt mean when it comes into our life? Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her show as well. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our May 18th to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. Quite an interview you just had with Zachary King.
I'd say so.
Wow. That is amazing. He's going to be at Thursday at St. Augustine's, right?
7 o'clock sharp.
Okay. Let me head over there.
Yeah.
You have to have pre-reservations. If I say John Leonetti's crew, will they let me in, or are they going to charge me double?
They'll put you in the back, but you might want to be in the back for this one. At least I would, closer to the door.
I'm sleeping with the lights on.
Yeah, I was going to say lights on. I want to be right by the light switch. Yeah,
I'd be closer to the door for this one.
That was interesting. Yeah. Yes, go to the podcast of today's show and re-listen to that. Don't listen to the news and sports updates or anything like that. Listen to that. Zachary King, what a testimonial.
Well, he didn't give a lot away on Our Lady, so, I mean, he kind of leaves you want more on that. So I look forward to hearing that.
I'm sure that'll be discussed on Thursday night. That's what he's saving for the general audience, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, no doubt about it.
Nice job out of you. And then Saturday's the men's conference. Looking forward to that. Any last minute adjustments between you and Joe Stopulis? Your guys are on. You got to keep everything on point. So the goals will be done by noon, 12:30, right?
Well, last minute is on Friday. Now we're still picking up many different people that are signing in and getting their tickets at iowacatholicradio.com. So get them today.
That's great. Tickets are $20. The program starts at 9 o'clock, but Mass at 7:30, and I think there's confessions also, John.
Yes, sir. Confessions. We're going to have a lot of food as well. Gary Dolphin, Tim Jameson. I mean, it's just a jam-packed half day, and only a half day.
That's right. And it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday, they're saying. Now they're taking the rain out of the forecast for the weekend. Rain's going to be during the week, like today. So, I don't know. Folks got to get their lawns mowed sometime, right?
No excuses.
There you go.
That's what I say.
All right, my friend, let's get right to it. We got a very damp morning as we need the rain here in central Iowa from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One studios, we have a mixture of mist, drizzle, rain, fog, and it's cloudy. How about that? 60 degrees right now. East winds at 9 miles per hour. Today we will see cloudy skies with scattered showers throughout the day. A high of 70 degrees. The winds will be out of the east at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. Overnight low is 62 degrees. And then the rest of the week, Wednesday through Friday in a nutshell, scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. Highs in the mid-70s, and we could reach up to 80 degrees by Friday. The weekend looking partly cloudy with highs in the 80s as of right now, and dry. Well, in the news, on this Tuesday morning, the state of Iowa is on track to have one of the quietest severe weather seasons in history. A senior meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Johnston says their office covers 51 counties across western and central Iowa, and practically the only time the warning sirens have wailed this year have been during the monthly tests. As of today, they've only issued 3 warnings so far. By comparison, the busiest year for severe weather was back in 2001, a year in which there had already been more than 200 warnings in the state by this date. The last time a tornado warning was issued by the National Weather Service office in Johnston was last July. Now, the forecast calls for the possibility of warmer weather and thunderstorms this week, but the chances for severe weather threats remain low. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, there were no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Yesterday, Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved. The Cardinals, Brewers, and Royals had the day off. In National League play last night, the Cubs beat the Washington Nationals by the score of 7-3. And in the American League, the White Sox defeated the Minnesota Twins 16-4. Today in interleague play, Milwaukee is at the Kansas City Royals tonight at 7 o'clock. And in National League play, Pittsburgh is at the St. Louis Cardinals, and their first pitch is at 6:45. Tonight, AAA baseball right here in Des Moines. The Iowa Cubs open up a 12-game homestand. Omaha comes to town first, and first pitch, weather permitting, is 6:35 tonight at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has soccer on the schedule for today, and girls high school soccer, it's a top five matchup. Once beaten Ankeny Centennial, they're ranked number one in the state, takes on fifth-ranked Dowling Catholic, and that match gets underway at 7:30 at Dowling Stadium. And in the boys high school soccer, 13th-ranked Dowling on the road at number seven Ankeny Centennial. And that match gets underway at 7:30 at Ankeny Centennial High School. And once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, currently we have light rain, fog, cloudy skies, and 60 degrees with an east wind at 9 miles per hour. Today we will see cloudy skies with scattered showers throughout the day here. High of 70 degrees with east winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still accident free as we continue with that drive this morning. No problems to pass along. 235 also running smoothly heading into downtown for both the east and west mixer. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, it didn't copy over. Hang on. I got to get it. My saint of the day didn't copy over. Well, I had it. Hang on a second, everyone. Hang on. We're going to get to it in a second. You're going to listen to this music for a second, all right? You like it. We're going to be on in about 20 seconds. Boy, that hasn't happened for a while. St. Jean on. Yeah, get Jean on the phone here. All right. Here we go. The internet's a little slow. All right, here we go. Pope John, St. John the First. Goodness. Elected Pope during the height of the Arian heresy, which denied that Jesus was God in addition to man. We talked about this the other day. The western half of the Roman Empire was at that time ruled by a man who embraced the Arian heresy, though he was reasonably tolerant of Orthodox Christians. The eastern emperor was an Orthodox man, and he began to impose restrictions on Arians in his area. The Western Emperor dispatched John to broker negotiations and threatened that if the poor treatment of Arians didn't stop, the Catholics in his region would receive similar treatment. Well, the peace seemed to hold, but when John returned to Rome, the emperor grew suspicious of his friendship with the Eastern rival, so he had John imprisoned. John died of poor conditions in the prison. His tombstone reads, quote, "A victim for Christ." We ask today, Pope St. John the First, pray for us. Amen. Not John Paul, St. John the First, pray for us. Amen. Gene Wells hosts a Straight Talk. Let's get to it. Hi, Gene.
Well, hey, John.
What do we got coming up on your show?
Well, if you were talking about John Paul the Second, that would make total sense given my topic today.
I don't know
why you didn't make that connection for me.
No. We're talking about John Paul, though. I like that.
Oh, okay. Well, Maggie DeWitty is joining me today, and we're going to talk about natural family planning. And as you know, Maggie is the executive director for Iowans for Life. So, you know, it's what is that connection between, you know, being pro-life and the advocacy work that Iowans for Life do, and the role that they're going to take on with natural family planning and help draw that connection for folks to change from you know, the devastating consequences of artificial insemination or artificial contraception, rather, to a natural family planning and how important that is for the woman, for the baby, of course, and for their marriage. So that's what we're talking about today.
I think you are right, and you're right on with what it can do for a family and a marriage. And I see it in my wife and my life, and it really has been a beautiful experience. It's not easy. It's one of the most difficult things that we've ever done, but it is certainly worth it, and the church really talks a lot about this. And friends, the conversation is going to be had at 10 o'clock this morning with Gene Wells having Maggie DeWitty on. Make sure to check it out. 10 o'clock. If you miss it, Gene's podcasts are always out there at iowacatholicradio.com. Just click on Straight Talk and you'll find them all. Gene Wells, talk to you soon.
God bless.
All right, Greg Wozinski. Next, what happens when we doubt in faith? What does that look like? And does it mean that we're lacking faith? Does it happen to everyone? Does it mean that all of a sudden I become an atheist? You know, if I have doubts, what does that look like? Greg's going to be on to talk about it for his monthly segment. Tuesday, May 18th, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show and what you do to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Operating and managing vegetable farms, chicken farms, fish farms, they've got those initiatives providing sustainable sources of food for their friends in Limpopo, South Africa, beginning in 2001, continuing today, BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news to the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, May 18th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. The first annual Breakfast with the Bishop will be June 16th. For just $20 per ticket, you can be a part of this inaugural event featuring Bishop Johnson and Catholic Charities Executive Director Barbara Decker. The program starts at 8 o'clock at the Catholic Pastoral Center in downtown Des Moines. Get your tickets for this June 16th event by contacting Holly at Catholic Charities. The 6th Annual Ignatian Retreat at Emmaus House's new home in Urbandale will be Saturday, July 31st. This all-day retreat features Father Dan Credick. He'll share his reflections on Ignatian spirituality. For more information, go to theemmaushouse.org. That's theemmaushouse.org. If you missed Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson live on Friday, you can still listen to all of his shows on the Iowa Catholic Radio website. Bishop Johnson's recent interviews have included Father Timothy Gallagher on the biblical way of praying the Mass, Father Quan Tran on his book, The Imitation of Mary, and Being Open to All the Graces God Would Like to Send You, Noelle Maring on her book, Awake Not Woke, A Christian Response to Progressive Ideology, and many more captivating interviews. Just go to iowacatholicradio.com, select shows, and then Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Listen to Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson Friday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio or on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thanks for being with me today, friends. May 18th, Tuesday. Let's go to our next guest, Executive Director of Let Me Be Ministries, Greg Wozinski. Now, I assume you have even better news than what you had last time you were on, right? The big news. Anything else?
Big news is I'm moving in 2 days to our new home and retreat center.
The new retreat center. Have we got a name for this place yet?
Can't reveal that. I got to get there and feel it out a little bit. But we're 95% sure.
You think you got it. And how many acres is this thing?
25 acres.
We got
an acre and a half pond, 5 living areas for people, and a guest cabin, walking trails, and Jesus.
This has been your thing. I mean, this is a dream for you, and you are going to be hosting many different people and helping them encounter our Lord at this place. It was fun that you made the announcement on this show, by the way.
It is. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, man, it's just been such a wild month, and I'm grateful, and I'm tired. You know, tired of moving, but I'll say it's just it's the excitement of moving forward that keeps me energized.
We're talking about doubt this month. What does it mean? What does it mean when we doubt in our faith?
Well, you know, I think for what happens with a lot of people is that we want to have a faith where nothing ever bothers us. And so often I talk with people, or I get to encounter people, and even in my own faith life, that even in this decision of opening a retreat house and changing our family's lives, that, you know, you can be doing great, and there is this one small seed of doubt. And if we feed that seed, we begin to spiral. And so I think for a lot of people, is they want this life in Christ, they want this Catholic faith, and then something happens, and they go, well, maybe I'm not strong enough, maybe it's not all real, and if we feed it, then we begin to fall apart.
And you say this can happen not just with our Lord, but this doubt in faith actually can affect our relationships with those that we love.
Well, sure. Think about the fact of trust. You know, think about the beautiful sacrament of marriage, that if there's any doubt that comes into decision-making or infidelity or any of the large issues, but even the small issues, that, you know, are we on the same page together? Are we, you know, really working as a team? Maybe this person is upset with me, or, you know, if we take it into our friendships, that, you know, does this person, are they talking about me? Are they saying something that is, you know, not true about who I am? And it begins to change our demeanor and the way that we interact. And so any type of doubt that the devil places in our mind that we allow to creep in, if we give it any attention, it can really change the world around us.
Well, I think you're exactly right, because, you know, you hear a lot of times people that may have not great relationship with their fathers, and so they have a very hard time seeing God as Father and understanding that,
right,
because of their human relationships. And you say vice versa. You know, if you have that kind of non-trust or struggle with our Lord, that might, again, kind of seep through in our relationships, as we are made for each other and our God. So what do we do? What happens when, because it's not something that's isolated to one person. It's not like it's a bad thing or a sin to doubt once in a while. It happens to everyone. What's your best advice when this happens?
Well, I mean, you know, we have Christ that doubted in the garden, right? You know, do they really understand what I'm doing for them? And he came down to thy will be done. For us, we might say, well, it's not that simple. You know, that's a easy statement, but a hard way to live. And I would say this, that number one, reconciliation. We have to expose our shortcomings so that we get them all out before the Lord and we can be healed and have conversion. That's number one. Number two is to take the things that make you feel unworthy, maybe of God's love, or unworthy of fully being accepted by somebody else, and change your habits. You know, I had somebody say to me the other day at my home parish, I want to be a Eucharistic minister, but I'm unworthy. And I said, well, then stop doing unworthy things. Like, it's just, you know, like, you'll be worthy. And so I think when it comes to doubt, that we have to remove anything that we question about ourselves or that takes us away from the love of God, and become confident that we are doing the right thing. And then it becomes easier to push those seeds of doubt away.
Yeah, I mean, there's a human element to it. Of course, everything, all is grace, as St. Therese of Lisieux says, and Sacred Scripture, of course, St. Paul talks about. So, you know, when this happens, we turn to God. He always will give us that faith. But as you said before, there's a human element, because we're not robots, and we have to place ourselves place ourselves in the presence of God. What you say first and foremost is confession, taking advantage of that sacrament, and there the graces are going to be poured on us. But at the same time, to really try to reorder our lives to our Lord, our daily habits, and what it is that we do each and every day. I mean, this is really, you know, when it comes down to it, simple in theory and really difficult in practice at times. But at the same time, you know, our church, our Lord gives us what it is that we need, especially in times of struggle and doubt, friends. So if you are having that, maybe a spiritual crisis or a struggle or difficulty, get back to the basics. That's what I say, right? I mean, get back to the basics. Go to Mass if you can, as often as you can during the week, as you said.
You're not
Greg.
Alone.
Yeah.
You know, it's human.
Yeah, and stay close to the sacraments. Greg Wozinski for his monthly segment. Appreciate you, brother. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
I love you. God bless you all.
All right, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from Greg about his new retreat center. I'm just so happy for him and his family, and I'm going to make it there. Maybe we'll do a show or a couple shows from there. I think that'd be kind of fun. As the good news broke on this show, we'll try to get there and maybe set something up. Not to add any more stress to his life. We'll wait a little while before that happens. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us all from evil, and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
That puts this Tuesday in the books, friends. Thanks for joining me today. I am John Leonetti. We'll be back on live from the Mercy One studio tomorrow. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
in the morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.